plenty of times today.
I've seen her plenty of times today.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, if you're trying to get through on a road somewhere, somebody might tell you, well, the highway department's out there with all their machines and equipment, and they've got that road all
torn up.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Now, say if a boy gives a girl a bracelet for a present, and she's just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. And if you're, say, just sitting on a couch with a friend of yours, happen to open your mouth, and all of a sudden he turns to you and says, what'd you say? you might say, me? I said,
I didn't say nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he might say, oh, I thought you said.
No, I hadn't said nothing.
But I thought you said something.
Mm-hmm. He won't want you to say something.
Uh-huh. Okay. Say, if somebody's telling you about things that are just really unusual, you've never heard of before, you might say, well,
I never heard of such a thing happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or if talking about riding a horse, you might say, well, I got thrown once and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Mm-hmm. Or say if a little boy took a ball and a bat and hit a line drive through your front window, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Say, if you want to know something and you come to me, I might say, well, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to help you. You better go somebody else.
Go and get you an advice.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you better go ask.
Ask somebody else.
Mm-hmm. And he might say, well, I already
asked.
Mm-hmm. If you've done it plenty of times before, you say, I have
already asked him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if little boys get annoyed with each other, they might begin to
fight.
Right. If they did it yesterday, you'd say yesterday they
fought
all day long. Okay. If they've done it plenty of times, you would say they have
fought a lot.
Okay. If somebody accidentally took a knife and, did that to themselves, you say he did what? He
stabbed himself.
Sure. Do you have any names for, big knives?
Mm-hmm. A butcher knife.
Butcher knife?
Mm-hmm.
Be something you'd use around the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And say if the teacher walks into a room and there are a lot of funny drawings on the blackboard, she might turn around the class and say, all right, who on the board?
You on the board.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Mm-hmm. Say if some men wanted to get a real heavy weight up on the roof of a house, they might rig up a block and tackle and it up there.
Mm-hmm. Pull it up there with a block and tackle.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people say, hoist it up there?
Put horses up there?
No, hoist it up.
Hoist it up?
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard them talk about it because my husband, he was a carman. They carry things up on top of the house.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What, if you met somebody about this time of day, what would you say to them, in the way of greeting them?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. What would be the latest in the day you'd say that?
Up until 12 o'clock.
Okay. And after that, you'd say, you call that part of the day the
good evening.
Mm-hmm. Where does the afternoon come in?
At 12, after 12.
That's the afternoon.
That's the afternoon to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When would evening begin?
At 6.
Okay.
Or on from then until the balance of the day out. It's
right.
Called the evening.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, what would you say if you were leaving somebody in the daytime? You'd say,
I'll see you this evening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.